So imagine for a minute that you've just walked into a little town, a little gold mining town in southern Oregon, and you've got a little bit of money in your pocket and you're afraid you're going to get mugged. So you walk into the bank and ask if you can deposit it. They say, okay, that'll be $2, please. What? It's a $2 storage fee to deposit money in this bank. So many people in town have so much money that we don't have to pay you interest. We charge you a storage fee. That actually happened. There's only one place I know of that it's ever happened. That's Jacksonville, Oregon, where the gold was cheaper than salt. Hi, my name is Finn J.D. John, and it's Wednesday, May 2nd, and I'm reading a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day. Of course, if you're subscribed to this podcast, you already know that. And if you'd like to know more about this little daily podcast or about the newspaper column, you can stay tuned or you can check it out on offbeatoregon.com. Now, today's headline ran in the newspapers on September 10th, 2009, under the headline Jacksonville, where gold was cheap and food cost plenty. Here we go. Recently, food prices have been on the rise worldwide, causing riots in third world countries and worried frowns on the faces of American farmers who've invested in ethanol stills. Still, it's nothing compared to the experience of one Oregon town that sprang up about 150 years ago in the middle of a howling wilderness around a particularly appealing gold discovery. The town of Jacksonville, at first known as Table Rock City, sprang up seemingly in seconds in 1851 after a couple of freight packers on their way from California gold fields stopped to try their luck in Jackson Creek. Their luck, as you've no doubt gathered, was pretty good. In fact, it was so good that gold dust quickly became Table Rock City's least important commodity. This was chiefly because you couldn't eat it. The nearest productive farm was about 100 rugged, craggy, heavily forested miles away, and provisions had to be brought in on ship and stagecoach all the way from San Francisco, courtesy of, among others, Charlotte One-Eyed Charlie Parkhurst. This was a mighty expensive way to get your victuals, as Charlie might have remarked. In fact, in 1852, the year it became the Jackson County seat, in Jacksonville, a pound of flour was fetching a dollar. That's just north of 26 bucks in 2007 currency. Salt was trading straight across, pound for pound, with gold dust. And the town's bank was treating gold like any other valuable commodity being entrusted for safekeeping by charging a storage fee to deposit it. It was the only bank in the country to reverse the traditional system of paying interest on deposits and actually charge depositors for the convenience of not packing their nuggets around. The town was also home to Oregon's first Chinatown, and a couple of years ago, a highway construction crew digging up Main Street turned up a bunch of artifacts. Bowls, teacups, opium pipes, which anthropologists are studying even now at area universities. Like most boom towns, Jacksonville wasn't high on the hog for long. In 1884, after a 30-year run as Southern Oregon's hottest hotspot, a railroad was built through nearby Medford, leaving Jacksonville out in the cold. Businesses started migrating closer to the rail line, and the death blow came in 1927 when the county seat was moved to Medford as well. Unlike many contemporary towns, though, Jacksonville never burned to the ground. In 1966, it was declared a National Historic District and remains a popular place for folks who want to see some Oregon gold country history in person. Today, Jacksonville's about the same size as it was in 1852 when it was Oregon's largest city. Little more than 2,000 residents call it home, and it's a very popular place to retire. Like so many of its residents, its glory days were phenomenal, but they're behind it now. Or are they? This town, founded on gold, seems to have still the Midas touch when it comes to, of all things, the Oregon Lottery. Since 2001, three multi-million dollar jackpots have been claimed by residents of this tiny town, including one whopping $340 million Powerball prize in 2005. That's it for today. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years on our website, offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered straight to your iPhone or smartphone every day via RSS or iTunes. You can also join the conversation on the Facebook page or Twitter feed from links on the page. All Offbeat Oregon stuff is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. See offbeatoregon.com/cc for details. Finally, if you're ever up in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something, look me up. I'm at fan@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.